kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Nabago ng pandemya ang maraming aspeto ng ating buhay, partikular sa online. At ito ang mas sinuri ng Facebook at nais pasukin ng mas malalim kung saan nire-refer ng babaguhin ng kumpanya ang pangalan nito sa Meta o Metaverse. Maraming kakabit na katanungan sa pagbabago. Sinuri ng SBS ang mga pagbabago kung ano ang nais nitong maabot, mga kakabit na panganib nito at kung paano o ano ang kalakaran sa mga transaksyon sa komplikadong online system. Ang detalye sa ulat ni Hannah Kwon na isinalaysay sa wikang Filipino. Napabahalang mga dalubhasa ng tinatawag na Metaverse ay maaaring magbunga ng crypto mayhem kung saan di makokontrol o regulate ang privacy ng at ang mga online na kabayaran. Ngunit ano nga ba ang Metaverse? Ang pangalan ay nagmula sa 1992 science fiction novel na Snow Crash ni Neal Stephenson. Ang librong Metaverse ay kumakatawan sa mundo ng virtual reality kung saan pinapahintulutan ng protagonist o bida na makatakas mula sa gawa-gawang mundo o sa wikang Ingles, dystopian world. Ipinangako ng Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg na ihahatid nito ang isang online reality na punong-puno ng iba't ibang posibilidad.
Imagine you put on your glasses or headset and you're instantly in your home space. It has parts of your physical home recreated virtually. It has things that are only possible virtually. And it has an incredibly inspiring view of whatever you find most beautiful.
Narito naman ang paliwanag ng Head of Finance mula University of Technology, Sydney, David Michalik.
I think the best way to think about a metaverse is by thinking of it as real estate and definable real estate blocks. Like a neighborhood that can be built where you can put things onto it, where the people that are walking around are avatars and you can control what they look like. And it's just a creation of another world, a digital world.
Para sa director ng Master of Financial Technologies at lecturer ng FinTech Innovation ng Swinburne University of Technology, Dr. Dimitrios Salampasis, kailangan ng pag-iingat.
From a technological point of view, is interesting. However, this creates, I think, a lot of trust issues, especially when it comes to governing data. Imagine that a 20-minute interaction with the Oculus in the VR environment generates approximately 2 million data points of a person's body language. So imagine capturing such kind of data. What can we do with this, and also how will they be utilized?
Anya, malamang gagamitin ng mga taong tinatawag na cryptocurrency para pambayad sa mga online na serbisyo sa mundo ng metaverse.
Really having this virtual world where people can meet, can be there as avatars and can interact, can join. We may have, let's say, concerts taking place, meeting, virtual meetings, and all these require some sort of a medium of exchange, which could be different crypto assets and crypto tokens.
Ano nga ba ang cryptocurrency? Sa simpleng paliwanag, ito isang bagong anyo ng pera na may digital na anyo. Ang market value nito ay nagkakahalaga ng mahigit sa 3 trilyong dolyar. Kung ihahambing sa pangkaraniwang cash o barya, ang halaga nito ay di sinusuportahan ng pamahalaan. Ang cryptocurrency ay tinatawag na decentralized. Di nito kailangan ng pangkaraniwang mga requirement na nahaharap sa paggamit ng banko o naaayon sa exchange rate. Nangangahulugan, mas mabilis ang mga transaksyon. Ang unang anyo nito ay ang Bitcoin. Ito'y unang nilabas ng taong 2009. Simula noon, nagsulputan ng iba't ibang mga currency sa pamilihan. Ang Ethereum, ang Litecoin, ang Dogecoin at may iba pang mga anyo. Ayon kay Ginoong Michalik, ito'y pagmamay-ari ng tinatawag na digital assets.
Cryptocurrency is a set of numbers, so binary numbers, 0 and 1s, that are set up on a blockchain. And the blockchain is actually just a record. And this record isn't in one location, it's in several locations on the web. And that's why we call it decentralized. No centralized location, it's decentralized, which means no one is actually controlling it. So that's one of the pluses of it, is it's not verified by a government. Instead, it's verified by the individual user.
Ayon sa director ng Blockchain Innovation Hub mula Royal Melbourne Institute of Technology, Jason Potts, ang crypto ay maaaring gamitin sa metaverse.
When you use it for a money, that's a cryptocurrency, but it can also be used for just owning any unique digital object in the metaverse, such as a skin in a game or just any other sort of unique object. And those things are called NFTs, so non-fungible tokens. So there's a whole lot of different types of things that blockchains are used for, one of which is cryptocurrencies for making payments, it works as a money. Another one is for unique ownership over objects within games or within the metaverse. So it's really just ways of creating economic primitives in a digital environment.
Ano nga ba ang non-fungible token? Ang NFT ay katangi-tanging digital token na di maaaring kopyahin. Ito'y bahagi ng Ethereum blockchain. Sa ilang pagkakataon, binibili ito ng mga tao sa halagang milyong-milyong dolyar. Ayon sa dalubhasa mula University of North Carolina, professor at ng Bryan School of Business and Economics, Dr. Nirshit Triti, mas maunawaan ito sa pagsuri kung ano ang tinatawag na non-fungible token.
You might have $1 trillion, they are fungible in the sense that, you know, it doesn't matter whichever $1 trillion we have, I have another $1 trillion, and they basically are the same. You know, we can easily exchange that, you know, and that is fungible. And non-fungible token means we have rare thing, unique thing, and things are not interchangeable. And a token represents exactly that thing.
Ngunit dahil bago ang teknolohiya, may ilang mga bagay-bagay na di pa lubusang nauunawaan kung paano ang kalakaran at gagalaw ang mga transaksyon sa metaverse ng Facebook. Ayon kay Jason Potts, ang posibleng koneksyon sa loob ng metaverse ay maaaring magkaroon ng implikasyon sa pandaigdigang komunidad.
To me, what cryptocurrencies represent, what blockchain represents, is a kind of global freedom, an ability to build an uncensorable, open access economic infrastructure for anyone on the planet that isn't constrained by location and governments and other sorts of, you know, large corporate power and organization. Very much see this as a revolutionary technology that promotes freedom.
Ngunit di lahat ay may kahawig na pananaw. Ayon kay Dr. Kshiti, habang mayroong mga mabuting cryptocurrency, marami sa mga ito'y scam. Ayon naman kay Dr. Salampisis, habang ang teknolohiya ay maaaring magbigay daan sa mga bagong oportunidad, ito'y vulnerable pa kung kasama ang mga walang kasiguruhan sa mundo ng metaverse.
All these things are driven by the virtual world. So, and especially when we're dealing with children, we're dealing with minors, this creates additional issues. So we really have to be very careful. And by no means, I'm not allowed to give any financial advice, but people need to be responsible. They need to do their due diligence properly. They need to understand that all these assets are really volatile.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.